Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. A lot to react to today with the Dombrowski and Topper press conference. Topper back, and I wanted him back, so I'm happy with that. They extended through 2026. It doesn't, and no staff changes as well, so the Phillies bringing back the same coaching staff. It did not feel like they had much of a plan here, at least publicly. I mean, it just feels like they're saying, well, we could tweak the guys we have and things will work out. I think they need to make bigger changes to the roster. We'll see what they do this offseason. And, of course, Sirianni, we apologized yesterday. If the players are okay with his behavior, are you? That was our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, we're going to get to in this hour the fiasco of Jerry Jones, what he said this morning on Dallas Radio, trying to get hosts fired. And our Twitter poll today was, if Eagles players are okay with Sirianni's behavior, are you? This was interesting. I thought that we'd get more Sirianni support today. 59% of people are still not okay with Sirianni's behavior, even if the players are.
I mean, and that's fine. That's fine because, like I said, it's one of those things that a lot of people, they can't wrap their mind around because in their mind, it was egregious. You know, they feel like, you know, you're in a position where you make too much money to act the way that you do. But there are people that make less money that still act foolish on a daily basis. And they do it for half of what Coach Sirianni
does. But this is like when the kid comes home and says, well, he did that, so I did. I don't care about what he does.
It's you know what's funny? I find this hilarious. It's like we want other folks to live by rules that we don't even abide by.
But wait, different jobs have different rules.
No, but I'm saying it's you know what's funny? I saw a video of a guy, Baltimore Ravens fan. I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it's gone viral.
Yeah, I saw it.
Beat the brakes off of somebody.
He was running around the streets, yeah.
Because you know why he did that? Mm. Because he didn't think he was going to get in trouble. And in the next following tweet, they found out where he worked and who he was. And you know what it was? I don't know his name. But he was an insurance adjuster.
He was like a buttoned up kind of guy. Yeah.
And
he was
like a Ravens dude?
Yeah. Oh, but I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, huh. He got drunk. Well, I'm assuming. But he went to the game after he got off of work, Joe. After he worked his 9-to-5 job where he had to wear a suit. He put on his Baltimore Ravens jersey.
And acted a fool.
And went out there and punched somebody square in the face. Hit him one time, put him straight to sleep.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But this dude is probably, he probably lost his job. But we want Coach Sirianni to act like he got common sense.
Yes. Why do I care about the Ravens idiot? This is the head coach of the football team.
We're all in agreement that guy's a jackass. No, we don't want our head coach emulating that.
All I'm saying is, sometimes you get fed up.
Fed up with the coach whose teams can't score in the first quarter.
Let's look at the bright side.
What bright side?
He ain't hit nobody.
So we've lowered the bar to at least he didn't swing on anyone.
The simple fact that and another thing. Jalen Hurts didn't have no turnovers.
Well, that's a good thing. If it's not for the coach's antics, we're talking more about it.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I think that
just saying,
this is
Douglas.
Something.
This is every day we get a new Hugh.
I'm just saying, this is something that I think we can build off of.
Yeah. Okay. Tim Edison, what's up, Tim? Tim, what's up, buddy? Tim going once. Tim going.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, you almost blew it, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. So I have a lot of problems that I've had with Sirianni from the offense and hiring Kellen Moore and you know, who's had a track record of some failures recently, especially not using Austin Eckler. But when it comes to showing passion and you know, these fans are giving it, man. And if you're out there giving it and you can't take it, and you shouldn't be able to sit there.
See,
you shouldn't
be able to
give a fan. So a lot of things that Hugh has said, I 100% agree with. You got to go out there. You got to bring passion. You got to put your team first, you know. You got to put the players out there and give them confidence and give them belief. So I don't care about the passion. What I care about is him stepping back on that and having an issue with the actual what he said and who he was and making an apology and kind of preserving his spot in the coaching staff. It seemed like he was he was doing something for the front office to show face and not doing something for his team there. So I can see the players, you know, playing sports that we all have, a lot of people out there have, and you know the coaches that you kind of run through a wall to, and that's what you know, to kind of look at what the Phillies, Rob Thompson over there, kind of putting on his players that, hey, you got to spread the ball around, and, oh, we weren't hot. Well, we weren't hot when we won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. We were terrible when we went to the playoffs. We were terrible that first half versus Atlanta, but we made a coach. We had a coach out there that made adjustments, that had the team belief in him, didn't go back on who he was, didn't worry about, hey, if I make a decision or if I say this one exact thing, I might lose my job. Well, you know what? The team needs you to be who you are. We don't need you to apologize for telling a couple probably drunk people that they're a bunch of idiots. They don't know what they're talking about. That, hey, listen, you build trust by creating W's. When you create W's, you get more belief. So we needed a shot of adrenaline. We needed some kind of passion out there. It's your brother in arms. It's your best friend. And sometimes you punch those guys. And sometimes you wrestle and you get in a fight. And guess what happens? You grow. You become that bond forms even more. So I don't have any issue with how he spoke. I have the issue with afterwards.
With the apology. And Tim, I get it. We appreciate the phone. Tim, it's a good phone call. Can I quickly? I don't know if we know what we're saying when we say this. Like, Tim's okay if, and you're kind of condoning this. You're like giving the other side, right? You're.
I've been this guy. Okay, so I get it. I did threaten my. I want to threaten my coworker.
I want to walk everyone through what we're saying here. I want to make sure everyone gets it. So where I want to know where the line is. So if you're like Tim and you're okay with, hey, maybe there was a few unruly people in the crowd giving it to Sirianni. So you know what? He should give it back. That's Philly. Right, that's kind of what Tim's saying, right? Did I read that right?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be a snowflake.
Okay, where's the line? Let's say Topper goes out there to give a pitching change behind the dugout. Big old bird the crowd gives him. Someone in the crowd. Should Topper walk back and behind the dugout give the bird to the fan? Well, where's the line?
Okay, are you asking me?
Yeah, I want to know where the line is.
I don't have a problem.
Oh, okay.
That.
So we're. Not,
I'm just. You asked.
Well,
me.
Then I'm gonna up the ante. I'm gonna see.
I mean, come on.
How far did you go?
I would think it. See, this is where I think that we're. It's a little snowflake.
How far does it go?
This is a little. If I'm yelling and screaming at Topper.
Yeah.
And Topper tells me, Hugh, shut the bleep up. I'm gonna laugh at that because number one, he acknowledged me, and number two. It's a game at the end of the day. Ain't nobody living or dying behind it, in my opinion.
No, I get that.
That's just how I'm looking at it.
But at some point, don't we need the people in a high regard? Like, that's a big job. It's a privileged job to act above nonsense. I'm not condoning anyone. I don't know what was said to Sirianni. I mean, fire Sirianni. You're in your right to say that. We all feel that half the time. Now, if they said something inappropriate, then, you know, I can understand why he got upset, and you shouldn't say anything inappropriate. But fire Sirianni or boo is not inappropriate. I feel he's got to deal with that.
This is where, again, I agree with what you're saying, but this is where I feel like it's a little snowflakey, because there's been times, I would imagine, did you watch the Ohio State Oregon game?
Yeah.
The quarterback for Ohio State.
Will Howard from Downingtown.
He messed around, and I don't know what he was thinking.
He went to the Dak Prescott School of Sliding with the clock running down. He went to slide.
Can you imagine what his DMs looked like after that game?
It's probably ugly.
It was, and there were probably people in there saying some real outlandish, crazy stuff.
But
so my point is, the line, people feel a lot of times like you can say whatever you want to say to these people, and nothing's out of bounds. Because they're an athlete.
But why?
But then when you turn around and you say something back to them, it just feels like they get a little snowflake.
But why does everyone else handle it fine and our head coach doesn't? You think, I just pick a coach out. I don't know, Brian Daboll or the Jets, Robert Saleh got fired. It's now your guy.
To your point.
They all hear crap.
It's generational. And if you notice,
Joe. But there's young coaches. Sean McVay, you don't think he's ever gotten some crowd in L.A.?
Shanahan? I don't, Coach McVay. Coach McVay dealing with what we deal with here in Philadelphia, it's different here.
Well, then get a new coach. Like, we got to have a coach that can handle it.
That might be.
That might be
something that has to happen. Joe, every athlete has ever played in this city tells everyone that ever wants to come here, or any other professional athlete, it's different in Philly. And you have to be able to take it. This is not an excuse. This is me telling you and explain, just trying to give you a look behind the curtain. It's different here.
And to your point, Joe, maybe he's not built for that.
I think we're finding that out.
He's not. Maybe he's not built for that because you have to. You have to be built a different kind of way. Maybe you need to stop listening to the station all the time. We've already acknowledged that a lot of these cats on this football team listen to the station. And we'd like to thank you for listening. I mean, we really appreciate that. But if you listen to the station, you can't be a snowflake. Just like on the flip side.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Side. All right. If you in the stands yelling at folks and somebody yells something back at you, can't be a snowflake.
No, that's part of the deal. You buy a ticket, you can boo or cheer.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say nothing wrong with booing or cheering. Nothing wrong with that.
Well,
but when you start talking about making it a little bit more personal than that, if you say like I think,
but we
it's
don't
funny.
Even know if anything got personal.
See, that's the thing. I don't know.
I think we're missing the entire point here. It's not what he said. You're too focused on people being sensitive about him saying something. Like, if Sirianni walked up to my face and called me an a-hole, like, okay, whatever. Like, it's not what he said.
He, he probably thinks
hold
I
on.
Am.
I don't think that
hold
dog
on
gonna,
a second.
Kyle,
it's not, it's not what he said, Hugh. It's that he said something. We are drunk idiots in the stands who got lubed up for hours before the game, drinking alcohol, yelling mean and hurtful things. Nick Sirianni is the head coach of a professional football team.
Listen to what I'm saying. So it's okay for you to get drunk at the game and say your daughter or your kids suck. It's okay to do that?
Of course not.
How do we know he didn't say that?
But guess what? He's got to deal with it.
Let's
be honest about what was said. They were probably chanting, "Fire Nick." Right? Or booing. He didn't like it. That was the first thing he said in his press conference. He didn't like the boos. He didn't like being booed. That was probably what happened.
Actually,
I guarantee you it's as simple as that.
If something crossed the line, he could have went to the podium and told us that, and he would have gotten empathy.
No, I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
And this isn't about being a snowflake.
It's unbecoming for him as a head coach. He's a professional.
Of an NFL team, and he's not qualified. Would you hire him if you had a business to run the place?
Okay, let me ask you this question.
I wouldn't.
You just asked me that question.
He has outbursts.
I'm going to ask you this question.
Hold on. I need to remind everyone of this, okay? And then we got to get to the Sean Reich thing because it's interesting. The Eagles have a security officer on the sideline.
Big Dow.
To keep him in check. It was Derek Gunn, who's one of the best Eagles reporters out there and has been for years, said that things fell apart at the end last year when Big Dom was removed from the sideline. That should have been the biggest red flag in the history of the franchise. That, holy hell, what are we talking about? This guy can't control his emotions. Why should I expect, like, the next time Jalen Carter gets a personal foul for roughing the passer, or he gets shoved by an opponent and they shoves him back and knocks the guy down and it's 15 yards. I'm not mad at Jalen Carter. Like, that's over. We cannot be mad at any of these players for showing an outburst of emotion. The leader of the team had to apologize to the fan base yesterday because he can't control his emotions. That's the problem.
But you knew that's who he was when you hired him.
I didn't hire him. I want him fired.
But that's what I'm saying. But the Eagles knew who he was.
And they're wrong. Part of this is on Jeff and Howie. I agree with you. All right, speaking of Howie, because he gets some flack and praise for this. You see the latest on the Hassan Reddick thing?
What happened?
Well, so Hassan Reddick's been granted permission. He has a new agent, by the way. Your former agent.
Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah, Drew Rosenhaus.
He's going to get him out of New York now.
So they've granted him permission to seek a trade. They have a short window here to try to find one. So it sounds like Reddick might still be getting out of the Jets situation. But we found this out. It's like it's all coming out now. As part of the terms of the trade with the Eagles, if the Jets trade Reddick to an NFC team, and I think we all realize Detroit probably is the most likely.
Yeah, more than likely.
Because they just lost the pass rush. Yep, they need one. The conditional pick the Eagles get in 2026 will be a second rounder. So if Reddick is rerouted to an NFC team, the Eagles get a second round pick from the Jets.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
It's really good.
I would also think it would probably behoove the Jets to trade him to an AFC team then.
Yeah, so they won't have to give up that big. But I'm thinking in a short period of time, the fact that he's already missed probably six games in the season, because I don't think he's going to be ready to play this weekend. And I think also, Joe, he has to be traded in a timely fashion. Is that something like that?
That was part of what we came out this morning.
Yeah, so I would say
the front runner in that clubhouse has to be the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, well, they're the most desperate contender.
Yeah,
they
and
lost the best
man,
guy.
I tell you what, they when they get Hayden back and have him too, that's a pretty damn good defense.
Yeah, I think they're the favorite in the NFC. They are in my mind. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We got a lot going on.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just playing devil's advocate today.
Well, you're driving Kyle and I.
No, Kyle is thoroughly irritated with me today.
Because we're having two different conversations. You're worried about people being sensitive. I agree with that.
I feel it's not about snowflake.
That. It's about the optics, Hugh. He is a professional.
Kyle,
we are drunk idiots in the stands.
I get the optics of
it. He's being paid. We're paying.
Kyle, I get the optics of it.
Can I bring the money into it for you?
No, you can. That's fine. You can bring the money. You can bring anything you want into it. But there are people that go to the games that feel like, and they work 9-to-5 jobs, and all of them aren't head coaches, but they work in a professional atmosphere. But when they go to games, they feel like they're obligated to say whatever they want to say because there's no recourse.
Disagree. That's not what.
Is that right?
No, it's not the point. The point is that he should be above that. He's a head coach.
Why should he be above it?
Because he's a head coach. He's being paid millions of dollars to be the face of the organization.
The people that work in corporate America, they're not above it. So why should he be?
Because he's above it.
When they're at their job, they aren't doing that.
He is above it.
No, I hear what you're saying, but that doesn't work.
You're conflating it. They don't act like that at work.
No, but they wait till they get to the stadium.
No, but they get fired. If you went into the corporate person CEO job and they cursed you out or they yelled at you, they get fired or suspended because they're on the job. He's the Eagles head coach. It also, forget what he said to the person. I'm sure it wasn't even that bad. He probably said, "Why do you like me now?" or some stupid thing.
Kumo D, how you like me now?
The reality is he has no composure. It keeps getting lost, and I can't believe it was said the other day. He said he didn't watch a 3rd and 8 because he didn't want to see what happened, like a fan. Like, how could this guy win the Super Bowl?
It's a whole lot that got lost because of the way Coach acted at the end of the game. It's a whole lot that got lost. You're right about that.
Yeah, and I don't care if call me a snowflake because I asked for the apology. The problem
you want
is
everybody to apologize.
That's fine. Yeah, I do want people to apologize. It's not that hard. I say I'm sorry all the time. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I'm an idiot.
No, you know you ain't apologized to me.
For what?
I forgot.
All right, let's grab Larry. All right, Larry's up. What's up, Larry?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going
Larry,
on,
Larry? I'm losing my mind in here.
So I appreciate that the players, you know, have his back as he always has theirs. I guess my question would be, I would like to be a fly on a wall in a room with Kevin Moore and Vic Fangio to see what they have to say about his behavior and about how good a coach he is. So I wonder if it would be the glowing, you know, compliments that the players give him.
Don't
misunderstand what I'm saying. I don't think everybody's on board with this, but you know, there are times when you have to be in lockstep with everybody because it's just
right.
It's for the optics situation. It's just for the optics. Yeah,
yeah, they're being loyal, and the only thing that I know he's listening to the crowd. You know, maybe he needs to turn up the volume on his headset so he could pay more attention to the game than what the fans are saying.
I agree. I agree with that.
But the other thing, just to say, I mean, I'm not an expert like you guys, like some of your callers. You know, some of your callers probably forgot more football than I'll ever know. So when I listen to you guys, I really like to hear the analysis of the games, how the players did, everything like that. And it's just amazing that we're spending all this time on this guy when and I guess you're still getting your same amount of callers and listeners, but I would certainly be more interested in going over how the game went, why we only scored 20 points, you know, against that team, and what went wrong than listening about Sirianni all the time.
Larry, I agree, and I'm the one doing it. I mean, Larry, I agree with you. We appreciate you listening and calling. When that game was ending, I didn't think, as you asked me, like if you would ask me, hey, what's the show going to be like on Monday? I would have said, all right, we're probably going to discuss do we feel good about that, right? Because they barely beat the Browns, and the Jalen angle, no turnovers. This is his fault. He did this. The thing that most people are passionate about talking about over the last 2 days, not just the host, but every caller, is Nick Sirianni's behavior. Like, he chose that. He chose it.
And again, I do not, and I have to keep saying this, because I don't condone it, but at the same time, I see Coach, and I've seen him in press conferences. It just looks like he's in a position right now where, number one, he's trying to rally the troops. And number two, he had a moment.
He had a moment. He had a momentary lapse.
Yeah, he did have a moment. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, coming up next, you got to hear this. Jerry Jones making threats on Dallas Raiders. Speaking of unhinged.
See, it happens every now and then.
That we want our coach to be like Jerry Jones?
You need to watch this documentary, man. I'm telling you.
It's all about the whales. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Your calls, and you got to hear this from Jerry Jones making threats on Dallas Radio. It's Sports Radio 94 WI.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.